This is the practice of self-compassion and loving kindness. Loving kindness starts with the self and then moves out to others in our lives and eventually to all beings everywhere. Loving kindness practice is repeating phrases. It's a combination of repeating phrases to ourselves, which are like seed thoughts that we put in our mind to kind of guide our awareness throughout the day and guide our practice with ourself, kindness to anxious thoughts and feelings, and also kindness to others. So seed thoughts that are like navigational aids to our awareness and our actions during the day. So let's start this practice by finding a comfortable place to sit, and sitting in an upright stable first, with feet on the floor and feeling the contact of the chair, a stable position, and upper body being upright and open and relaxed. And we can begin with three candle breaths just to attune our attention to the feeling of the breath in the body and to begin to settle right where we are, to settle into our experience of being right here, right now. So three candle breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, as though you're blowing out a candle. Nice and long and slow and easy on the exhale, feeling that feeling of letting go. And two more candle breaths at your own pace. The second part of this practice is a gentle touch on the heart, loving kindness and self-compassion. We are opening our hearts to a feeling of kindness and compassion to ourselves at first, and especially the feelings of anxiety, the thoughts of anxiety. So this gentle touch, I like to call gentle heart rubs, placing your hand right over your heart and just in a circular motion, kind of rubbing gently. And actually, there's some scientific research behind this, because gentle heart rubs activate the vagus nerve that goes from the base of the brain down through the central nervous system all the way down deep into our pelvic area. And as the vagus nerve is activated, it slows the heart rate down and begins to relax the body. So just gentle heart rubs, and you can continue this for as long as you want, or just do 5 to 10, whatever your preference is. The next part of this practice is visualizing. We're going to visualize an embodiment of compassion and kindness. And this can be somebody you know, or somebody who embodies kindness and compassion in the world, either living today, someone like the Dalai Lama, or some spiritual or religious figure, person in the past. Could be Buddha, could be Jesus Christ, But again, somebody either in your life or somebody you imagine or remember, somebody you've had contact with or whom you have studied or admired, could even be an animal or a mythical being out of literature or a movie even. So visualize a being of compassion. We're going to invite that being to be with us, to enter our hearts, to help us be part of us as we practice this loving kindness and compassion to the self. So we can imagine and visualize this being at first in front of us and then getting closer. And then as we kind of open the body, take a nice deep breath in, imagine that being just being part of us right now in this moment. And this compassionate being has very, very kind and compassionate words. And it might be saying to you, how are you feeling right now? In a very soft and gentle voice, just tell me everything about what you're experiencing right now. And it's okay. Whatever you're experiencing, it's very human. And you're not alone. Just think of how many people in the world are just like you right now, experiencing the same feelings of anxiety, fear, which is so very, very human and part of life. It's okay. Just try to relax into it. Just don't fight it. Just be with it here. With loving kindness, compassion. You don't have to be afraid. I'm with you. I'm always with you. Compassion, kindness is always present. Right here, simply just covered over by our daily habits of thinking and reacting. I'm always with you. I'm right here with my hand on your arm, on your shoulder. It's okay. It will pass. Thoughts and feelings pass on their own. Simply breathe with it. Kind of settle the body. And in a funny kind of way, just try to relax into the fear itself. Don't be afraid of it. It will leave on its own like a visitor just passing through. So this is the voice of the compassionate being who is now you. The next part of this practice of kindness to the self is holding and keeping and remembering that this being of loving kindness and compassion is right here, right now, as we direct phrases of kindness and compassion to ourself. And you can repeat to yourself internally or aloud if you're alone. May I be happy and free from suffering. May I be well, healthy and well in body and mind. May I be safe and free from danger. especially perceived dangers like worry thinking, anxious thoughts that we feed in the mind. May I be safe and free from danger, especially perceived dangers. May I be peaceful, kind to myself and others, and live with ease. May I be peaceful, kind to others, kind to myself, and to live with ease. Let yourself continue to breathe and just sink into these phrases as a contemplation, absorbing any feeling of loving kindness and compassion. Simply repeating the phrases as intentions. That is the practice. We can adapt these loving kindness phrases specifically to anxious thoughts and feelings. May I be calm and accepting when anxious thoughts and feelings arise in my awareness. May I learn and practice relaxing the body and let the mind settle and follow. May I feel safe. May I feel safe. I don't have to believe my anxious thoughts. May I feel safe and freer from believing my anxious thoughts. May I continue to feed the good through compassion, gratitude, generosity. May I continue to feed the good in myself, my good qualities, accomplishments. May I feed the good in myself and others and live with ease. And now the practice of loving kindness shifts to other people in our life. And it begins with thinking about remembering someone in our life who we love, who loves us, very supportive and kind. And someone who is, we could say, easy to send loving kindness to. So just bring a picture of that person in your life in front of you. Imagine picturing. And as you continue to breathe and especially relax and letting go, feeling that feeling of letting go in the exhale, repeat the phrases directed toward this loving, caring person in your life. May you be happy and free from suffering. May you be healthy and well in mind and body. May you be safe and free from danger, real and perceived. Dangers of the mind. May you be safe and free from danger. May you be peaceful and live with ease. May you be peaceful and live with ease. The meditative practice of loving kindness continues to extend to other people in our lives and goes from someone who is very caring and loving to maybe someone in our life who is somewhat more neutral, an acquaintance, and somebody we like but not particularly maybe close to. And then to widening circles of people in our life, continuing with perhaps someone in our life who we have somewhat of a challenging relationship with, and then to perhaps a difficult person, sending loving kindness to people that are sometimes difficult to relate to. And then finally, to all beings everywhere. Loving kindness and compassion to all beings everywhere. So you can continue this practice in any way that you wish, beyond sending loving kindness to someone who is close, who loves you, who cares about you. So you can continue this practice for as long as you wish. Actually, the practice of loving kindness tends to be a fairly long practice, and sometimes whole retreats are dedicated to contemplating these phrases and visualizing loving kindness to ourselves and others. Now let's continue this final part of this practice with the sound of the bell, and then to a short practice of gratitude. Gratitude practice, the practice of gratitude for things in our lives that are beneficial, that we appreciate, we're grateful for, is a practice of loving kindness in itself. We are being kind to ourselves as we practice gratitude. And since we are practicing with our anxiety, anxious thoughts and feelings, there are two directions that our practice with anxiety can take us in. Anxiety can lead to more fear and more anxiety if we're not practicing in a skillful way. Anxiety and practicing in a skillful way can lead to freedom from anxiety. So I invite you now to do something which is rather counterintuitive, but I think very, very useful. And that is to simply be grateful for the opportunity to deepen our awareness within ourselves, our thoughts and our feelings, that is necessary to practice with this anxiety. So we're actually expressing gratitude for anxiety itself and the opportunity to deepen our intimacy with ourselves through freeing ourselves from the anxious mind, through awareness, through acceptance, through breathing, through loving kindness practice. We are grateful for the opportunity to practice in this way. And for any other parts of your life and experiences that you're grateful for right now, I invite you to repeat those to yourself. In the American Indian tradition, they start every day by chanting chants of gratitude for the earth, the sun, the sky, the water, the four elements, for this living planet Earth and all life on this living planet Earth. Our brothers and sisters, not only of all beings everywhere, but all animals and plant life and fish and birds and insects, all life everywhere. Gratitude for this life, this planet Earth, and our connection with all life everywhere. I give a deep bow of gratitude. And sometimes the only words we really need during the day is thank you. Thank you. Thank you.